got to focus on the good rather than being captivated by all the evil.
Well, see, that's another thing the public school education has brought to us is, quote unquote, the age of reason. And they were saying, well, you know, you got to reason this out, you got to do comparative studies and so on. I'll tell you, that messes up the application of the human in terms of approaching problems. You cannot reason some of these things out. Reason and wisdom are always in conflict. We need to know that. So here today we're going to be giving you some wisdom, and we'll begin in Isaiah 11:2. And I love this scripture. I quote it often or paraphrase it often.
Yes, you do.
We're talking here about seven spirits, and of course the first spirit is Holy Spirit. But with the Holy Spirit there are personalities, or there's functions. We would say it that way, but the spirit of wisdom, understanding and counsel and revelation knowledge. Now there are four spirits right there that will help you guide your life. Mm-hmm. And then of course the fear of the Lord and the spirit of might. Well, God did not leave us defenseless. And we can call on these good spirits. For example, we might say, spirit of wisdom, you are my sister, as it says in the book of Proverbs. Understanding, you're my intimate friend. Mm-hmm. We need to have an intimate relationship with the spirit of wisdom and understanding and counsel and the spirit of revelation knowledge. And when we have that, we'll better understand the respect or the fear of the Lord and the spirit of might.
Yes. And there's even reference in verse 4, I was noticing in Isaiah 11, of another spirit, and that's a spirit of righteousness. And so we know that these seven main categories here that we're talking about are found. These are the main functions and main persons of Holy Spirit. But there are others. And that's why, as I was looking up the spirits, Darren, I realized there are so many more that we can call on, and they will come to our aid.
You know, you mentioned to our friends to get a Strong's Concordance. We were in a Christian bookstore here in Denver just a couple of days ago, and there was a hardback edition, easy to read. Some of these are very difficult to read, but this was easy to read. And it was, what, $14 or something
like
that?
Yes, it was $15. Uh-huh, $15,
okay.
Yes.
I have seen a Strong's Concordance for under $10.
Yes, I have a softback that was only $11, and it's very hard to read. You're right. But
there were things there.
It is dog-eared, yes.
Now, let me tell you, folks, if you get a word, for example, Barbara was saying, you take the word spirit, and you go into the Strong's, and on alphabetical order, and you find the word spirit, and then you start tracing it down. And that's how we dig out all of this stuff that we present to you today, is going to a Strong's Concordance. It's a great directory of what's in the Bible.
It is.
And you won't find it any other way. I mean, it's impossible for you to go and say, well, I'd like to have some information on spirits. Where in the world do I begin? You don't have time to read the 66 books to find all this stuff out. Mm-hmm. You need a directory, or you need a concordance, or you need a study aid like Strong's Concordance.
That's right. And we can't emphasize this first spirit. It's just such a very vital part of God and who He is, and Holy Spirit and who He is, and of Jesus and who He is, and that's a spirit of wisdom. And the whole book of Proverbs is based on that one word, wisdom. And the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And we know the fear of the Lord is another spirit mentioned here in Isaiah 11:2. But Darren, wisdom is such an important part of what this is all about.
But also we could say wisdom is a proactive spirit. It says in the first 10 chapters of Proverbs that it cries out to you. It's in the street saying to the naive, and I would also add another word, stupid, in there.
Well,
it's
or
saying,
simple.
Over here, I have wisdom for you.
Yes.
To study wisdom is to acquire wisdom. Well, I believe you need to develop an intimate relationship with wisdom, where you talk to wisdom as if wisdom was a person or a personality. Hmm. And when you get there to that point, Proverbs will mean a lot more to you,
the book of
wisdom.
It will. And also the spirit of counsel and might. I was thinking about Isaiah 9. Now, we know that Holy Spirit is our counselor, but also in that great prophecy that Isaiah gave about the birth of Jesus Christ, he's called Wonderful Counselor. So we know that there's a lot of counseling that maybe you're not even picking up on. As you're listening to this tape, have you neglected calling on that spirit of counsel? If you have, ask God to bring him to mind so that you can call on him during your day, because you're going to need that. You're going to need counsel and might during your day, not only wisdom and understanding, but that counsel and might that are going to be with you to give you guidance.
Now, there's also a package of revelatory gifts or revelation gifts. We talk about the spirit of discernment of spirits. word of wisdom, word of knowledge. Mm-hmm. That goes right along with the study
it's
here.
It's right along with the gifts of Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, you need to know that, folks. You just mm-hmm. need to know that. And then the spirit of might over here goes along with the power gifts of healing and miracles mm-hmm. and faith.
Yes.
So there's power gifts right here, and here we talk about the spirit of might. See,
that's
you
right.
are what we're trying to tell you is you're not left defenseless. Somebody say, oh, I feel so weak. I just feel overcome. I just don't have any strength. I just have fatigue all the time. Let me tell you, that's because you're looking to the wrong spirits. If you'll say, Lord, I need to be energized here. I need a tune-up. I need you to go through me and take away the spirit of fatigue, the spirit of worry and doubt and all this kind of junk. And I need the good spirits functioning, and I need to be aware of those, and I need to address those and say, thank you very much for a spirit of energy here.
Yes, spirit of might. That's right, spirit of strength. When you are weak, then his strength is made perfect in you. And so that's important to call on the Lord for these things. We see here, Darren, that God confirms. And in the very last book of the Bible, we see the seven spirits of the Lord mentioned in Revelation 1:4. So we know God's always confirming through two or three verses. I believe it's very dangerous when a person gets a prophecy from a prophet that comes to their church or something, and they go on that one prophecy. I believe that's very dangerous. God always confirms in packages. And so we say to you, don't change your lifestyle or move on just the word of one
right.
person.
Amen.
Get confirmation from the word of God or from someone else. It's so
important.
Well,
I think it goes along with the scripture that says, let every fact be confirmed by at least two witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's good counsel, Barbara. What you've just said, I think, is great counsel. We need to have more than just one word before we run off and sell our homes and do something really stupid. But, folks, I'm going to tell you, as you approach the word of God, there's a couple of things you need to know. God speaks to us in words, which are pictures, in concepts. Now you see, the Spirit of the Lord is certainly the Spirit of the Lord, but it's also a concept.
Mm.
And we need to realize that when God packaged things, he packaged them in words. And guess what? Jesus is called the Word that became flesh and dwelt among us. So when we understand words and we understand their seeds and we understand their concepts, it makes it a whole lot different.
Mm.
Some of you are devoid of concepts in your heart, manageable concepts that you can use to fight the battle. That's one reason we're teaching this lesson today.
That's right. And God knew that, as you were saying, reasoning is of no benefit to us.
It's death.
It really is. And God talks about that. He also talks about the kingdom of God is not meat or drink. It's not what we eat. It's not what we drink. We are made as spirit man. And it says in John 4 that God is spirit. So we must realize that we're first of all spirit, then we're body, and then we're mind. Or we're spirit, mind, and then body last.
Right.
So
right.
He's saying here in Romans 14:17, before we get into the different spirits, that the spirit of God is righteousness, peace, and joy. It isn't what you eat and what you drink on a daily basis and put into your carnal body or your flesh, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy. That's what Holy Spirit should be to us in the body.
And it also says that through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Righteousness, peace, and joy through the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Let me toss in Matthew 4:4 right here. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, which is spirit, that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Again, we're talking about breath or spirit of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something you really need to know. You need to hook up with that.
Yes. And we want to emphasize here that all the good spirits we're going to talk about today come from Holy Spirit, who gets everything from Heavenly Father, from Father God, and from Jesus Christ, His Son. So they're all working together to provide good spirits for you. We really believe that. And as we have applied these to our own lives, it's been so beneficial to me. It's been a revelation to me, and we're going to even study about the spirit of revelation. So let's start with the spirit of wisdom. Such a great blessing in a Christian's life.
Well, you know, when they were talking about the tabernacle and the Ark of the Covenant, Holy Spirit gave a special gifting to certain men, and it says, and you shall speak to all the skillful person whom I have endowed with the spirit of wisdom or artistic skill.
Mm.
God gave them abilities here. Now, I'm going to say this. If you're over in music or you're in the arts or you're in art, I would ask the Lord for a special spirit of artistic skill to enhance those talents and abilities that he already gave you. You were born with those.
Yes.
But to really bring those to maximum performance and to maximum use and a great skill level, I would